Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens and above the earth. Let your glory fill this place and have your way in our midst. We give you all the glory. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Can you have your seat, choir? You can go. Can we just take a song and we do warfare? Be thou exalted, O Lord, above
heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the world. Let thy glory be above all the heavens. Let your glory be above all the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Let your glory be above all heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth.
Jeremiah 30:23-24. Quickly, our time fast spent. Put the two together. Jeremiah 30:23-24. Give me a New King James. Lama libe shiteke le mukuli mezita kari anamazanta ile mukulia adakari amazanta libo shitekeria andala mazite le mukuli mezita agakari mukuri amazanta la makaria ile mezite le mukuri amazita. Can we read that? Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days you will consider it. Can we lift our hands up and say, everyone perpetuating wickedness in this country, let the whirlwind of the Lord with the fury of the Lord come upon them and overthrow them wherever they are, in the name of Jesus. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continued whirlwind. It shall fall violently on the head of anyone perpetrating wickedness in this nation. Anyone shedding innocent blood in this nation, let the whirlwind of the Lord with his fury, a continued whirlwind, let it come upon them, let it overthrow them, let it come upon them, let it disgrace them, let it overthrow them, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Like I normally say, if you are not praying now, you are a suspect. We should hand you over to the police. You are the one they are looking for. If you are not praying now, you are part of them. You are a suspect. We will hand you over to the army. Lift your right hand up. Let's pray. Say the whirlwind of the Lord. Go around this nation. Say whirlwind of the Lord. Go around this nation. Whirlwind of the Lord. Go around this nation. Anyone against the peace of this nation, overthrow them in your fury. Bring them down in the name of Jesus. Overthrow them in your fury and bring them down. Let the whirlwind of the Lord go around this nation. Anyone against the peace of this nation, let the whirlwind of the Lord overthrow them. Let it overthrow them. Let it overthrow them. Let it overthrow them.
Let the worry of the Lord overthrow them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised.
Amen.
Remember those days when I was in Kano, 2000. Yeah, 2000. I drive at night. I enter Kano, 2 a.m. I'll be coming, when I move to Abuja, I'll be coming to Abuja. I will leave Kano 5, 7, and drive into Abuja. And sleep and go to work. Now, I can't go to Buhari. Now, I can't go anywhere by road, except within Abuja. Now, we sleep with our two eyes open, not one. We can't sleep anymore. And some people are sleeping and having peace. Let the wearing of the Lord overthrow them and their families.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we pray every agent of insecurity in this nation, let the worry of the Lord overthrow them. Let the worry of the Lord come against them. Let the worry of the Lord come against them. Let the worry of the Lord come against them. Let the worry of the Lord overtake them. Let the worry of the Lord overthrow
them. In the name of Jesus.
Let it come against them. Let it overthrow them. Rekete Korea Korea Ramakata Lobakaria Area 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 Maria let the word of Lord overthrow them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We send our children to school, and we are in trouble for sending them to school. We have our children in the boarding house. We don't have peace again. BP is going high every day. You have worked out, somebody comes one day and clears all your accounts and puts you in debt because your loved one has been kidnapped. The Bible says, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. Are you still sitting in church at this time? Please stand up on your feet, let's pray together. I need anger, 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 anger. The anger of God in you, anger! Anger! They will go, carry girls, carry them away. We have not seen so for over 5 years. If it were your daughter, how will you feel? Please. Can we pray together? Can we read what is on the screen? Lift up your right hand, let's read together. Behold! Let's go, behold! The whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days, you will consider. In the former days, they have done their own. It's the latter days, we are doing our own now. Can we pray? I don't know what you are going to say because I'm very angry. I'm very angry. Can we pray? Wherever they are, let there be confusion in their midst. Let them arise against one another. Let there be confusion in their midst. Let the worry of the Lord bring confusion in their midst. Let the worry of the Lord bring confusion in their midst. Let them arise against one another. Let them fight one another. Let them fight one another. Let them arise against one another. Let them fight one another. Let them arise against one another. Maria della Vacaria, 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 Maria della Vacaria,
Mighty name, we are praying. You know, there is this nonchalant attitude that we have as Nigerians. As long as it's happening in Kaduna and it has not reached Abuja, it doesn't matter to you. Let them be doing their own deal, Jare. At least not be my problem. Until he starts knocking on your door. Listen, yesterday's survivors are tomorrow's victim. If the thing continues, yesterday's survivors are tomorrow's victim. We don't know whose turn it is. We don't know. The only prayer we are praying that the Lord will be our refuge and our fortress. We don't know who is next. Until the Lord puts an end to this. It looks far away until it comes near home. Soon we started hearing some things are happening in Buhari. People started running helter skelter. Now they are advising all of us to leave Dutse, leave Kubwa, and not go to town. Where are the houses in town? Nigerians are over 200 million, according to census, whatever they call it. If there is any problem, which nation are you going to? Eh? You cross Benin Republic. You cross it by car in 3 hours. You cross Togo in 45 minutes. Border to border, 45 minutes. If people in Abuja alone enter Togo, the economy will crumble. There won't be food. 1 out of every 5 black man is in Nigeria. If there is a problem in Nigeria, it affects everywhere in Africa and won't be the same again. Therefore, everyone here, let the protection of the Lord be sure upon you. We cover you with the blood of Jesus. We put you in the hollow of God's hands. Let the Lord keep you. Let him guard you. Let him be your refuge. Let him be your fortress. We put you in the secret place of the Most High. Let the shadow of the Lord and the shade of the Lord, let him protect you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat, bow down your heads. Let's take this prayer one more time. Let the whirlwind of the Lord come against every wickedness perpetuated against me. Can we pray together? Let the whirlwind of the Lord go ahead of me. Destroy every wickedness. Destroy every wickedness perpetuated against me. Let the whirlwind of the Lord go ahead of me and destroy every wickedness perpetuated against me. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, we glorify you, we honor you, Jesus. Blessed be your name alone. We thank you. Blessed be your name alone. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you. Welcome to church. Today is Mother's Day, and the preparation and the celebration is at the third service. So if you look around, you discover that the mothers, many mothers are at home handling their ghillie, or their ghillie is handling them now. One of the two things is happening. They are handling the mirror, or the mirror is handling them. Handling their shoes, or the shoes handling them. Some are practicing dancing steps already. Our mothers deserve to be celebrated. They deserve to be honored. Can we put our hands together for all the mothers in the house? We thank Thank you. Thank you. Can we just say Happy Mother's Day? Thank you. 2 weeks ago, we looked at, because last week, because of a fundraising, I taught about giving. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the seven spirits of God. And today, this first service, I want to quickly conclude on that. Isaiah 11, let's take verse 1 to 4. Isaiah 11, 1 to 4. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. I remember 2 weeks ago telling you about the seven dimensions of the Spirit of God, seven attributes of the Spirit of God, seven expressions of the Spirit of God. We said those seven expressions are the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Depending on the service you attended on that day, we handle four of the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. We first of all look at the Spirit of the Lord, and we said is the Spirit of the anointing, the Spirit of power, the dimension of anointing, the dimension of power, the dimension that give us power to enforce, the dimension that enable us to subdue, the dimension that gives us boldness, confidence, the dimensions that enable us to have dominion, the dimension of signs and wonders. All these are under the Spirit of the Lord. We now look at the Spirit of wisdom, and we said this cannot be taught, it cannot be bought, it cannot be studied, it can only be given by God. And the Spirit of wisdom are the supernatural thoughts of God, the supernatural intelligence of God. And this Spirit of wisdom is found only in Christ, hidden in him. When we give our life to Christ, he makes it available to us. We look at Joseph and Daniel as people that exemplified and experienced the dimension of the Spirit of wisdom. We went ahead and looked at the Spirit of understanding, and we talked about the right perception, the right discernment, ability to separate good from evil. Now, the children of Issachar operated in this. And we went to the Spirit of counsel, and we said this is the Spirit that responds to our inquiries. Oh Lord, what do I do? Oh Lord, advise me. It is the Spirit of guidance. David enjoyed this. It's the dimension of the Spirit, of the seven spirits of God, that gives us prophecy, prophetic art, prophetic actions, prophetic words of God. Dimensions come from the Spirit of counsel. Today, we go forward to look at three more dimensions of the Spirit. Ephesians 3:16. Let's look at the Spirit of might. May he grant you out of his rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. Can I have New King James, please? New King James or ESV, any of the two. New King James or ESV. That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Strengthened with power, strengthened with might in your inner being. This is a dimension of a Spirit for inner strength, for endurance, for valor. There comes a time in your life that everything around you is speaking contrary, that everything around you makes you weak. It is at that time that you look within for strength. It's at that time that you look within for might.
And it's a dimension of the Holy Spirit. The dimension of might that keeps you going when all around you fail. When people ask you to deny your God. When circumstance stares you in the face. When you don't know what to do. When shame is about to happen. When you have already been embarrassed.
And you feel like hiding.
You feel like not going out. You feel like nobody seeing you.
Is a dimension of a spirit of might that comes to minister to you, strengthening you in your inner mind. Is that dimension that gives you endurance for you to continue. Is that dimension that makes you arise again with valor, even when all things are speaking against you. Is that dimension that gives us the ability to perform. Listen to me. There is the spirit of wisdom that shows you what to do. But showing you what to do does not mean you can do it. There are many people that know what to do. They have ideas, but Agbara will see, like my friend will say, they have ideas, but there is no might to perform it. Might is that capacity and ability to do.
Wisdom gives you the ability to know.
The might gives you the ability to perform.
The spirit of mind is a dimension of Holy Spirit that brings great exploit and accomplishment.
Did you remember the story, I think in Exodus or Proverbs, of a wise man that delivered the city, but nobody thought about him. He had wisdom. He has no might. He had no influence. They pay for that kind of wisdom. The person does not amount to anything. He ends up being a special advisor. He advises on what people do. They achieve by his advice. But he never gets to their level. He never has might. The ability to do. The ability to perform. And this dimension is made available to us by the Holy Spirit. He grants us ability to perform. He makes available overpowering force for us. He makes available inner strength for us. He makes available tireless energy for us. He makes us undefeated. And he makes us not to be subjected to any kind of slavery. He is the spirit of man. He enables us to do great works. He gives us great victories. He enables us to do great exploits cheaply. He enables us to do great exploits without stress. He is the spirit of might. Can we pray together? Everyone that has idea but lacks the power to perform, receive the ministration of the spirit of might in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, I receive the ministration. I receive the help of the spirit of might in every area of my life. In the name, I receive the spirit, the operation of the spirit of might. I will not give up. I keep going on. I keep moving on. I keep going on. I keep moving on. No matter the circumstances, I am baptized in the spirit of might. I receive the baptism of the spirit of might to keep going for accomplishment, for exploit, for great things. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Ephesians 6 verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power, in the strength of his might. Finally, be strong in the Lord and be strengthened in his might. Be strong in the Lord and be powerful in his might. Lift your two hands towards your tower. Let there be a release of the grace of might, of the spirit of might upon you in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace for accomplishment in the name of Jesus. You are not falling by the wayside. You are achieving great things, even in your old age. In the name of Jesus, you are breaking limits. You are setting new records.
by the spirit of might, in the name of Jesus, you have the capacity to do. Receive the ability to perform. In the name of Jesus, the Lord helping you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The next dimension of Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, is a dimension of knowledge. Knowledge is power. John 14:26. There is a knowledge in our head, and there is a knowledge in our heart. The knowledge in your head is the one you gain in school. If it doesn't get your heart, it will amount to nothing. There is educational knowledge. It is very good. That's why the first 20 years of your life, you spend it on that. But it is not enough. There is experiential knowledge that you gain the first 20 years of your life while pursuing educational knowledge. And immediately after, life happens. You know, when you are having educational knowledge, there is these different ideas that you have that are theoretical and not realistic. So after you finish your service, reality dawns on you. You now start having existential, experiential knowledge. And the older you are, the more wise people consider you because of this application of the knowledge. But there is a superior knowledge that is better than educational, better than experiential, better than existential knowledge. It is called the revelational knowledge of God. People tell you experience is the best teacher. That's fallacy. Experience is a good teacher. He's not the best teacher. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher. I see Christians also put it, experience is the best teacher. Do you need to take poison for you to know how it works? Is anybody here that wants to experience poison for him to know how poison works? Experience is not the best teacher. It's better you learn from the experiences of others than you going through some things that set you back many years. But experience is a very good teacher. But revelation is better. The revelational knowledge of God is a dimension of the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of knowledge. Listen to me. There are facts. There are lies. There are facts. And there is truth. It is not all facts that are true. Fact is human point of view on any matter that is true, correct, according to human being. It's fact that you need in court. It's fact that you need before the authority. Fact. But the truth is God's point of view on that matter. In fact, it might be real. In fact, you can see it. In fact, you can touch it. But it is what the word of God says about anything that is the truth. The spirit of knowledge makes available to us the dimension of what God is saying concerning any particular matter, even when fact is staring us in the face. It's a fact that I am tired, but the truth is that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The truth is that I will strengthen you in your inner man. The fact is that I have a dick. It's a fact. Is reality from human point of view, but from the point of view of heaven, by his stripes you were healed. It's a fact that there is insecurity around, but the truth is he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of your name. It is the spirit of knowledge that will make available for you this revelational knowledge that make you look like a crazy man when things stare you in the face
and you are saying something else. And now other weeks say I am strong. Let up war say
I am
rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give them. That song and what the Bible says about it has been taken to the extreme. It's not asking us to deny facts. He's asking us to bring truth to bear on facts. The truth is I'm weak. But the fact is I'm weak. But the truth is because of what God has done, I am strong. I'm not denying reality. I am superimposing truths on reality. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says we call those things that are not as if they are. It did not say we call those things that are as if they are not. There is a difference. So the spirit of knowledge helps us to superimpose the truth of God upon the realities of life. John 14:26. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you. And you teach knowledge. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He will teach you all things. There's a knowledge that the Holy Spirit gives. There's a knowledge that the Spirit of truth gives. That when you are settling matters, just keep praying within you. Keep praying in tongues. The spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. My experience as a pastor has shown, and that's what the Bible says, don't hear one side of a story and not hear the other side. When people tell you things about others, you are a wicked man. And if you judge or react based on that matter without looking at the other side, what we do most of the time is somebody tells you something, you don't ask the other person, but you react immediately and keep treating the other person with disdain. That is operation of the spirit of foolishness. Hear from both sides, you will be shocked. When anybody tells you about somebody, ask him to sit down, pick your phone, call the other person. Where are you? Please come. Let the person, nobody will tell you stories again. But you know, we all like stories. And we like rumor. And that's why we are not moving forward. The time to spend in prayer, time to spend reading, time to spend acquiring the right knowledge. We are going for rumors. People spoiling each other. People destroying people's character. But if you have the wisdom, the understanding and the spirit dimension of knowledge, you will be able to overcome all this. Listen to me. There's a dimension of knowledge that makes things plain before you. In fact, there is a dimension of it that I've seen people close to me operate. I never operated in it. Where you have exam and they will come and tell you, I had a dream. This is a question paper. And it will come with the comma and the full stop at the right place. I've seen people having this dimension of operation and they still fail exam. They knew the question, they saw it, they treat, they cramp, they did everything and they still failed. There is knowledge. There is wisdom. There's a dimension that God can reveal what is happening right now at home to you. It's a dimension of a spirit of wisdom. John 16:13. And I take the last one. John 16:13. When the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Listen, this is a dimension that every leader needs to know
so that you will not make mistakes. He will lead you
into all truth. Personally for me, if there is manipulation around me, I just get angry unnecessarily. I know this person is manipulating. You can't manipulate me. You can't.
It might be from a long place. I will see. I will know. There's something out there.
Beware. Calm down. Watch. You will see. And there is no place that people manipulate people like in the church. Manipulate pastor. Manipulate people. Bring story from the back. Do this, do that. It's everywhere. But the spirit of truth comes. When it comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority. But whatever he hears in the council of heaven, whatever he hears in the courtroom of heaven, whatever he hears in the throne room, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. If you want to know the things that are to come, open your Bible to Revelation 22, the last chapter. Read it. I read it. I discovered that with everything happening in the world, Jesus won and he gave us the victory. So there is no prophecy you can give me. They are coming from this. Everybody, they want to kill all the Christians in Nigeria and they want to bury all of them. See, I read Revelation 22. I'm not saying anything will happen, but there, Jesus won. We did not lose the battle. You can't tell me we are going to lose. It's not possible. If you lose, it's temporary. It's not permanent. At the end of the Bible, the saints won. Jesus came and overruled. Jesus came and gave the victory. It is knowledge. You can't send me something written by Apostle Chuku Eke. I don't know him. I've never seen him before. If he's from hell, I don't know. And you are sending that thing to me to tell me to live my life by what Apostle Chuku Eke that I never know. I should follow him. You must. Christians are the most callable people on earth. Anybody can sit down and write. Angels enter my room. They touch my eyes. Pinch my leg. And say, according to how they have pinched my leg now, that is how Nigeria is shaking. That prophecy is for you and your congregation. It's not for me. He has not told me that. And please, warning, don't send me those things in this church again. I will angrily call anyone that sent me any prophecy from anybody I don't know, anybody I don't report to, anybody that has no authority over my life, any prophet I never knew. While trying to live my life in peace and pray for you, you will not be sending me prophecies that are upside down, that has no correlation with scripture. Somebody died, he went to heaven, he was drunk. He never served God. He was drunk. He had an accident. And now went to heaven. It is his message that you are sending to me for me to change. Somebody that was drunk and went to heaven and God scared him with judgment. And he will come and tell you, he saw one pastor that served God for 30 years. He saw him in heaven and that pastor was in hell. And you believe that? Ignorant Christians that do not know their left from right. We thank you, Lord. Let revelational knowledge be made available in the house. The Bible says we have a sure word of prophecy. That's 2 Peter 1:19. The Bible is surer than any prophecy from anywhere. Anyone that says anything that is contrary to the Bible, let him go to hell. Some of you, a drunk man will go and have a vision and tell you one day that Pastor Abiodun is using juju. He buried something on that is. You will send it to everybody. You will believe that drunk man that you never knew. You will not believe me that I've ministered to you with sweat, with cries, with prayer for 11 years. You will not. Shameful Christians all around the place that don't know their left from right. That believes unknown people
beyond the unknown men of God that believe unknown people, beyond the sure word of God that believe unknown people. There is crisis. If you don't read your Bible, don't claim never to hear God, because he speaks first through his word. And any dream, any vision, any prophecy you have, we'll check it by the word of God. The word of God is superior to anything. Do not be deceived. Do not! Did you remember Micaiah, a lying spirit that came into the mouth of a prophet and were prophesying lies? If you don't know the Bible, they will prophesy lies. You only need the Bible to check their lies. There are great, true men of God all around, doing great and mighty things. Let not one stupid man come and rubbish the work that people have done. I will not be surprised if one day somebody comes and say he had a dream. Bro, Bilia Koni in Doko has done this, and God, and people will believe that dream against almost 40 years of service of God. There's a problem in the church. Therefore, we need the spirit of knowledge. We need the spirit of understanding. And we need the spirit of knowledge. I don't know who I'm talking to. Let's bow our heads. Lord, let me not be led astray. Give me the grace to spend time in your word. Give me time. Give me the grace to spend time in your word. Give me the grace to hear you clearly. Hear you accurately. See you clearly. Let me not put my hope in the words of men. Let every man be a liar and God be the truth. Let me not look for what is not missing. Let your grace operate in every area of my life. Help me not to be easily deceived and be swayed by every word, every doctrine, anything, every prophecy all around. Help me to stand on the sure word of God. Help me to put my hope on the unchanging name and unchanging word of God. Help me, Lord. We thank you, we give you glory, we magnify you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.